we've had lots of people contact us since the last meeting in January, and they all have their own independent concerns that they wish to express. So we thought the fairest thing to do was to invite people to come along and to bring their story, their personal experience in a written form, that we can gather them together and present them to the Minister for Health so that everybody's story is heard.
And this adds to the expressions of concerns that have been raised by Donegal GPs and consultants, and it kind of compounds the issues that they are raising, and hopefully eventually Minister Donnelly will listen.
Well, we have also written out to the GPs to provide the forum for them for a limited number of guest speakers to include them, and there have been advocacy groups that have agreed to speak on the floor from a health professional perspective, that we can get an open forum, that if everybody can't speak from the floor on the night to ask questions, that if they bring that question, they bring that personal experience, then we will make sure it gets into the hands of the right people.
And as part of the Letterkenny campaign group, what do you believe now needs to be done immediately and in the long term?
Well, I think if the government only talks to one side of the concern group, which is the medical corps, then they must also look at the community as well to bring all those concerns together to really discern what has to be addressed and what has to be a priority to have a more successful hospital that we can all have confidence in.